We are concluding the second Halalukah following Ashrei. We've been developing the theme of Hashkacha Pratis, Hashem's divine personal providence. That not just Klalis, there's not only a system of nature, the natural order He put in order, but that Hashem is involved in every one of our lives. He's intimately aware of, and He intervenes, and nothing happens random or chance, but everything is by design. To feel that He's given a name to every star, and He's given a name to every person, that He knows everything happening in our lives. And this kapitel, this Tehillim, Kuf Mem Zayin, now transitions not only from what is to what we long for and we hope will be. We now begin to see and anticipate the era of the future, the redemptive eschatological time. When Shabbachi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Halali Elokayach Tzion, when Yerushalayim will praise Hashem, when those who live there will laud you, your gates, those who long for Tzion. We've talked about all kinds of forms of Hashkacha, of Hashem's involvement in our life, and David now turns to the fulfillment of a life of closeness with Hashem, the fulfillment of a life of faith and trust, is the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Shabbachi means those who live there in Yerushalayim will praise you, Hashem. The people who dwell there feel your presence most intensely. They are most acutely aware of not only your existence, but your role in their life. And therefore, Yerushalayim itself, Shabbachi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Yerushalayim sings out the Shevach, the praise, the goodness of Hashem. Simple way to understand it is the inhabitants, the people who live there, the residents of Yerushalayim. You could argue it's Yerushalayim itself. We have merited in our time, the miraculous times in which we live, we see Yerushalayim. Every trip to Eretz Yisrael, those who live there see Yerushalayim growing and expanding and becoming more beautiful, more vibrant, more active. With all the challenges and all the enemies we have, we've never been more blessed. It's never been more safe. It's never been more peaceful. And Yerushalayim has never, without a Beis HaMikdash, been more glorious. So Shabbachi Yerushalayim es Hashem. You go to Yerushalayim, you see that sign, welcome to Yerushalayim, when you're climbing up that hill and you're coming into the city, the gates, you see the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim, access to the Kotel. Of course we long for a Beis HaMikdash. But Shabbachi Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim itself, the city, and its glory, how it's been revived and come back to life. Not only its inhabitants, but the city itself screams the praise of Yerushalayim. Halali Elokayach Tzion, Tzion often means the Beis HaMikdash, and some say that's what it means here too. We're describing an era when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And Halali Elokayach Tzion, Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, it too will be a testimony. It too will scream out. It too will laud and praise and sing to Hashem. But other commentaries say, in this context, Tzion doesn't mean the Beis HaMikdash. Tzion means Tamidei Chachamim. It means the people who spend their lives immersed in Hashem's word, who come to be able to finish His sentence, who know Him best and feel closest to Him. Tzion, those who are married to the Ribono Shel Olam, the Tzion, the Tamidei Chachamim, Halali, they can offer the greatest praise. They see Hashem the closest up. Hashem makes the bars of your gates strong. The gates of Yerushalayim, they're strong, they're chazak. He blesses our children who are within. This means to say that Yerushalayim, a city that we recently just fasted to acknowledge the siege that was placed around it, now it's the opposite. It's so strong, it's impenetrable. Hashem has strong gates. And it's not about the strength of the army or the military. It's not about the gates or the missiles. Of course, it's about the merits of the people who are in it. And that's the end of the pasuk. Beirach banayach bekirbech. The blessing of children within. A continuity of our values, of our ideals, of the timelessness of Torah. When we are living up to our mission and our mandate, a Torah people and a Torah land, following Hashem's Torah, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, Beirach Banayach Bekirbech, we see the continuity of our people, of a vibrant Jewish future. That is what's impenetrable. That's what means that we're strong and nobody can take us down. Hasam Gvulich Shalom Chelu Chitim Yaspiech. We're flying now. Hope everybody's holding on. Hasam Gvulich Shalom. He endows us with well-being, shalom, in our gates, our gvul, our borders are filled with a sense of shalom, of shalem, full, complete, whole, prosperous. Chiluv chitim yasbi'ech. It's described as having the milky wheat, the choicest of the wheat. Yasbi'ech, it will satisfy us. It'll satiate us. Wheat, the Gemara in Berachos Daf Nun Zayin tells us, wheat is a sign of prosperity. A healthy crop, a healthy produce of wheat is a sign of prosperity. Again, this is all anticipatory, describing the return on a life of emunah and bitachon and dveikus. That if we begin to live the way we're meant to, if we see Hashem's guiding hand in our lives, and we reciprocate with gratitude and with love, and we merit to come to the arrival of this time, of this era of Shabbachi Yerushalayim, then our borders, our boundaries will be filled with shalom, with peace, and with prosperity. The image of the wheat is the image of prosperity. Hashalechim raso aretz ad mehero yarutz dvaro. He sends his word down to earth. And yarutz, his dvaro, his word, runs quickly. It runs swiftly. It means that Hashem can turn things around beherifayim. When we feel we're in our darkest place, and again, our generation, our time, has merited to see this literally. For 2,000 years, Jews read this pasuk, but didn't necessarily know if they would merit to see it. How could Hashem turn things around so quickly? Such devastation, such loss, such suffering, such destruction, would in a moment, mehera, yarutz dvaro, Hashem would simply, his word, he would will a United Nations to grant the state of Israel, Jews returning to a homeland, creating its own army. This is what we're meriting to see, the aschalta de geula in our time. That for Hashem, it's keherafayim. If anyone would tell Jews in concentration camps going to the gas chambers, Jews being rounded up, Jews living in ghetto, that within a couple of years, a short time, there would be a Jewish homeland and a strong Jewish army and a bright Jewish future and a return of Jews, say, you're crazy. But it happens for Hashem in an instant. Hasholech imraso aretz, he sends forth his word. He's in the heavens. He sends forth his word, aretz, to the land. And mehera, quickly, yarutz dvaro, his word spreads rapidly and quickly and transforms things. And we'll continue tomorrow night, but we see as an example the weather. We don't see it here, Baruch Hashem, we're smart, we live here in Florida. But others see, hanosen shela katzamar. All of a sudden it was nice out, and a minute later it's blanketed with snow. And you can have 2 feet of snow, and you're shoveling, and you can't get your way out. And the pasuk then continues, the next thing you know, it melts. And you get a 70-degree day in the very week where you have to shovel the snow to get your car out of the driveway. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates reality, transforms reality. Nature responds to his word and what he dictates about that reality. And that is the message. That's what we're supposed to emulate. If we're like nature, then we'll earn the merit of this redemption that we long for.